DeKalb Election Chief Maxine Daniels is deeply concerned she won't hold a school board election in May.
We can't make law. And so unless we're provided some kind of guidance, some kind of law, we will not do anything.
Here's the history. In 2011, the state shrunk DeKalb's school board from 9 seats to 7. This year is when the change is supposed to occur, but an updated district map still isn't ready. Over the last several years, members in DeKalb's legislative delegation have debated the redistricting issue intensely. Daniel says the map must be agreed upon by March 3rd, the qualifying day for school board candidates.
If nothing's resolved between now and qualifying, then at that point in March, you know, we won't be able to qualify anybody. And so we know that we'll go to court and we'll just depend on the court to straighten it all out.
To avoid that, Republican Representative Mike Jacobs of Brookhaven is sponsoring a bill that would keep the district lines the same and simply eliminate the two at-large members. On the House floor Thursday, Jacobs said it was urgent members vote for his bill.
Stability is key for keeping the progress of this Board of Education. By keeping these 7 seats intact, this bill provides stability.
However, the leader of the local DeKalb delegation, Democrat Howard Mosby, said he needed more time to rewrite the map.
There are a lot of politics around this, and so we want to be thoughtful in this process, and we want the delegation to actually take the time to make this right.
Jacobs' bill passed and is now headed to the Senate. Meanwhile, just hours after that vote, DeKalb Democrats published their map. It immediately troubled Maxine Daniels, DeKalb's election chief.
We're talking about wholesale changes in the district lines. That is a very elaborate process, and it opens us up to errors.
Daniels said the Democrats' proposal at this stage would be an extreme challenge and favors Jacobs' bill as a practical matter. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.